Well, here in Spain, we're still in January, so it's a time of the year where people plan ahead and reflect on what they can change this year. So today, Brett Hansen and I will look at what Tax Freedom Day is in Spain. How are you doing, Brett?
I'm good, thanks, Howard. How are you?
I'm well. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, I think it's still okay to say Happy New Year to yourself and to all our listeners.
Yeah. Well, of course, at the new year, we have resolutions, even though they may be out of fashion somewhat. But we must include getting our financial planning in order. And part of that is tax and estate planning and how effective tax planning may improve your tax situation. But, Brett, one topic we touch on every year, I remember they said they were called chestnuts, I think, when they came around at the same time every year when I was doing spelling, I think, in an early prep school, I remember, when something comes around regularly, and it is Tax Freedom Day. So if listeners haven't heard it before, what is it?
Yes, Howard. In fact, I remember covering this subject with yourself at the beginning of 2022. So the last time I covered this was 2 years ago. And Tax Freedom Day is basically the day in the calendar year when someone has earned enough income to be able to cover all the taxes which need to be paid on that income for the year. And only from this date until the end of the calendar year will the income someone earns be 100% for them and their family to live on and not for the tax man. In other words, Howard, until the Tax Freedom Date, all of the income someone has earned from the 1st of January to that date will only cover the taxes due on that income for the year. And there are a few institutes which look at this. And what they do is they take the average salary someone earns in a particular country, then deduct what the income tax and social security would be for that salary in that same country, and arrive at both an overall rate of tax and the day in which all of the taxes for the year has been paid on that income. Once they've completed their calculations, they then normally produce a report comparing the tax freedom days for the various countries they have studied. These institutes also normally rank these countries. And for the past 14 years, the Institute Economic Molinari has been measuring the taxes payable across EU member states and the UK. Of course, Howard, this analysis is only indicative of the average taxpayer in each country, so normally higher earners will generally have a later tax freedom day. And if you're retired, for example, then you don't have to worry about social or national insurance contributions, which are also taken into account in these calculations. But I find the report makes for an interesting read if, for example, you're interested in knowing how the country you are earning your income and paying tax on compares with other countries, or if you would like to know which countries have the lowest tax rates when it comes to receiving a salary. I also think it's a good indicator as to what a particular country's general political stance is on taxation, whether it's a high taxation or low taxation country.
So open Pandora's box and tell me which EU countries had the earliest and latest Tax Freedom Day.
Yes, let's open that box. Well, Cyprus had the earliest date with the 16th of April, and this was followed by Malta with the 27th of April. At the other end of the spectrum, France continues in its position as the country with the latest Tax Freedom Day, falling on the 17th of July. In fact, when we discussed this, Howard, 2 years ago, France were joint last with Austria. But over the intervening 2 years, Austria has reduced its tax burden, and so France now stands alone with the latest Tax Freedom Day.
And how did Spain do? Where does it fall in rankings?
Well, according to the study, Howard, Spain's Tax Freedom Day fell on the 8th of June, 1 day later than the previous year, placing it 12th in the rankings and 2 days before the average Tax Freedom Day across the EU, which was the 10th of June. This means that last year, Spanish employees will have worked for 159 days just to pay their tax due on that income. And for any listeners who are interested, the average gross salary in Spain is currently 11 euros shy of 35,000 euros. But after paying tax and social security, workers are only left with around 19,800 euros to spend on themselves and their families.
How does this compare to the UK?
Well, the UK's Tax Freedom Day came out pretty good in that it was third in the rankings after Cyprus and Malta, landing on the 9th of May. But the UK's Adam Smith Institute measures the entire tax take, including taxes that do not come directly out of an employee's pocket. And when taking into account all taxes, this institute places the UK Tax Freedom Day more than a month later, on the 18th of June, which is 10 days later than their tax freedom date for the UK in the previous year, which in itself was a week later than in 2021. And the Adam Smith Institute expects the UK's Tax Freedom Day to continue to fall later in the year in the coming years, which makes sense when a number of economic research groups, such as the Institute of Fiscal Studies, have been warning in recent years that the UK tax take has been increasing year on year. In fact, last September, Howard, the Institute of Fiscal Studies stated that the tax levels in the UK are the highest they have been in 70 years, which is when records began on this subject.
These reports mainly focus on people in employment, but of course retired people also pay tax. Are there more opportunities for a retired person to implement effective tax planning than for those receiving a salary?
Well, Howard, whilst the figures we have been discussing today are based on the average salary someone earns, retirees are also, of course, faced with taxes on their pension income, as well as tax on their savings and investments. And as I said when I was explaining how these tax freedom dates are calculated, I do think that these figures provide an indication, or at least a useful comparison, of how good or bad a country is when it comes to the level of taxation someone will pay on their income, whether it's from employment, pension or savings. But for many British expatriates thinking about living in Spain or are already here, the good news is that there are a number of legitimate solutions which can be used to minimise taxes in Spain. In fact, as many of our clients can attest to, there are plenty of retirees who are living in Spain and have structured their assets so that they are paying less tax here than what they would be paying if they were living in the UK. And for those expatriates living here who feel that they are paying a lot of tax, from my experience, this is often because they never reviewed their arrangements before they moved to Spain and continue to hold savings and investments which were tax efficient for the UK, but are not tax efficient for Spain, such as ISAs and non-EU offshore investment bonds.
But what about the longer term? Can you implement tax planning that will allow you to lower your annual tax bill, but also help you and your family and heirs pay less inheritance taxes in the future?
Absolutely. I mean, the less tax you pay in your lifetime, then clearly the more you will have to either spend now or pass on to your chosen heirs. But in addition to this, Howard, many expatriates living here should, with some strategic estate planning and using the right solutions, be able to lower the inheritance tax liability for their heirs in both the UK and Spain. Now, I know that there are a number of autonomous regions in Spain where Spanish succession taxes are negligible when it comes to, for example, inheritances to spouses and bloodline children. But these rules can change in the future, and there's still the potential issue of UK inheritance tax, or when it comes to Spanish succession taxes, assets passing to other family members. Just as important, Howard, estate planning can also help to make things easier for, say, your spouse and family to inherit your assets when you have passed away, avoiding the complications, hassle, and time delays associated with probate. As an example, a client of mine tragically passed away recently, leaving his assets to his wife, and with the solutions we had put in place for them, when he passed away, the assets transferred to his wife very easily and quickly, in effect within a few days of me having seen his death certificate. There was very little which needed to be done after this. But I also recently met an elderly lady whose husband had passed away just over 2 years ago, where he had an investment in the UK, and it took his wife 2 years to transfer ownership of this investment into her name and to be able to draw an income from it. But that's after 2 years of having to provide a lot of paperwork to the investment company in the UK, dealing with call centres, bureaucracy, couriers, and having to translate documents. All of this time and stress, whilst also having to deal with the emotional ordeal of losing her husband and not being able to continue receiving the income for that period, which they were taking from this investment whilst her husband was alive. With some estate planning before he had passed away, this could have all been avoided for her.
It is, of course, important to make sure your tax planning is compliant with the Spanish tax legislation and that you declare everything correctly. So how do you recommend people go about their tax planning to ensure they get everything right?
Well, this is where I would suggest that any listeners thinking about estate and or tax planning should speak to an experienced, qualified and regulated advisor who has the strength and depth of knowledge to be able to advise both on UK and Spanish taxes and rules. I would suggest that they deal with an advisor who is local to them so that they are on hand for ongoing advice and assistance, but have the resources and international presence to be able to provide advice if you were to, say, return to the UK to live. Of course, I believe that with nearly 50 years of experience, all of our advisors having the level of qualifications to meet both UK and European standards, and the fact that we have a number of offices in Spain and in the UK, Blevins Franks meets these requirements, and so should any listeners like to speak to one of our advisors, they can contact their nearest local office by going to our website, blevinsfranks.com.
Many thanks, Brett. I think we'll talk in about 3 weeks.
That's right, Howard. Thanks very much, and speak to you in 3 weeks.